Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just turn this board off, David.
Can we please? This is awful. All right. Now listen, I don't know how we started out with Coach Prime and we end up with Prince, but here we are. So we will get to Brad Holmes' comments, but tonight, 8 o'clock, ESPN, Colorado takes the field. And it is a love or hate thing. Like, Deion Sanders elicits response. We need people like Deion in sports because they make things interesting. The question is just, look, Rico and I both were really excited about him at the start. I think we're both disgusted by him now. And the question is, where do you fall on it? I mean, do you love him or do you hate him? And out of Prince thing, I don't know how we ended up there.
But that was DJ because he took umbrage to what you said yesterday.
Listen, I can't help it. I don't like Prince. What do you want me to tell you?
David. And you know what? Here's the thing, Mike. You don't have to.
No.
And I've given up the fact that you don't. Now, you go out of your way to mock him in front of me. But
the songs are just bad. I don't know how else to say.
They're not bad, Mike. See, you could just leave it at, I don't care for him. But then you always take it one more step.
I know. That's part of what we do in radio. Before we go to the callers, also tonight, you have North Carolina, Minnesota. You got a couple other Big Ten teams in action. But it begins tonight now. Now, tomorrow, our show tomorrow is going to be the college football kickoff luncheon. And it will be a live taping of The Bachelor starring Rico. Rico has a rose. And it just depends. Is Spartan Stadium going to get his rose? Tomorrow, we find out whether Rico still loves this sport. For many months, he has said, Mike, I'm going to know opening night as to whether I still love it or I call you and go, man, I'm right behind you. Very exciting show tomorrow. All college football, tons of fun features. Yes, the picks. Yes, the prop bets. Tons of production. College football kickoff. Going to be very exciting. And Rico has but one rose.
Do I give the rose out tomorrow or Tuesday when we get back?
No.
No, because then I would have had the experience.
Yeah, I know, but for the sake of radio, we need to figure out whether we need to place odds
on
who's getting that rose.
Gotcha.
All right, David, a few ticket texts. We'll go to the callers in a second.
Excuse me, but Kenny Cott does not play a banjo. He plays the drums on overturned trash cans. I don't hate Mike because he's a Sparty. I hate him because he doesn't like Prince. Game blouses. I think Prince
Dave
is...
Dave Chappelle.
Yes. Yes. I think Prince is better than Dean Martin.
He is. My dad likes Dean Martin more than me. I mean, Jesus.
Prince is trash? Y'all might as well go ahead and replace Mike with AI. Shaking my head right now.
Please. I mean, listen. What do you want from me? I didn't like the song he did with Batman. I don't like Purple Rain.
He mentions that out of all songs.
Right. What the hell's the other one he does? That raspberry trombone song.
Raspberry Beret, which
awful,
I just played.
Awful.
Raspberry Beret.
Then he turned himself into a symbol, which is the most self-absorbed, malignant, narcissistic behavior you can have.
No, actually, so he can get out of a contract.
I don't care.
No, no, no.
He looked like a French horn.
No, no. When I tell you the story of this, you will actually, trust me, you will respect Prince a whole lot more because I know you. He got out of a bad deal by doing that. That was a middle finger to the company saying, oh, you want to screw me over? Watch this.
So wait, if we turn ourselves into symbols, can we just eject out of here? Is that how this works?
I told you.
Let's roll, Kenny. You're a tortoise.
No, no.
Rico's a French horn. I'm a question mark.
I told you.
We're out.
You, when I tell you the whole, you're going to respect. You're going to be like, okay, you know what?
I like
this guy.
Breaking news from the 97.1 The Ticket compound. I now respect Prince.
Yeah, David.
I'll hear more about it in the break.
As this man has been for the last few days, oh, he will love Prince. It was the ultimate middle finger.
I can't help it. People at this company don't behave and catch a chair. That's not on me.
Let me read this. Thank you, DJ, for calling question mark out on disrespecting Prince. Just a quick edit there, real quick.
I like that. All right, let's get to the people. We'll see where everybody's at with it. It's 8 o'clock. It's ESPN. It is college football. And, yeah, I mean, what else are you watching tonight? Tigers played.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing else on. You're watching Coach Prime. Let's go to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. What's the good word?
Good. So I'm all out on Deion Sanders for right now. That doesn't mean that I can't hop back on the train later on. But reason being is because it seemed like all he's done since he got to Colorado was talk. I mean, you've seen the flashiness. You've seen the whole superstar character just coming to Colorado, and he hasn't won anything. Now, I understand he took over a bad situation, but that's why you humble yourself. You come in with the kids that you have and build off of what you have, and it seemed like he just came in and dismantled everything and blamed everybody around him. Now, when it comes to banning the media from asking them questions and everything, you can't play that because that's only going to make the media hate you even more. They're going to pick at you even more, knowing that if you aren't winning for the school that they're covering and you aren't doing anything, they're going to get you. You know, they're going to ask you a bunch of questions. They're going to pick at you. It's kind of like Jim Harbaugh, right? Jim Harbaugh brought out Ric Flair. He brought out the Migos to Ann Arbor. Had all of these superstars out there. Then you get whacked by Ohio State at the end of the season. You know, everybody had a problem with Jim Harbaugh and what he done until he went out there and beat Ohio State, until he made the playoffs. And with Coach Prime, you are not Prime anymore. You're Deion Sanders. You should be Coach Sanders. You know, Prime hasn't played in almost 20 years. So you have to go out here and actually separate yourself as from a player to being a head coach. You're a head coach of a D1 school. They expect you to go out there and win. You can bring whoever you want on campus. It can be your son, your grandmother. They don't care. They just want you to win. That's the problem that I have with Deion Sanders.
Yeah, and Mike, and also, yes.
I was going to say, also, you're out of pocket for not liking Prince. You can't name one Prince song you don't like?
Listen, I don't. Every time, here's part of the problem. Jay? A, the guy to my left loves him. I've dealt with this for 15 years with Rico. Second of all, I swear to God, and Jay, it's one of the weird parts of this office. There's like 7 radio stations in the building, right? Every third day, it's like they got Prince radio on in the bathroom. All I want to do is go to the bathroom in peace, and I got to listen to this guy and his raspberry milkshake or whatever the hell he's singing about.
Raspberry beret.
That doesn't even make sense.
Beret. If I had to learn about the marshmallow world, you will learn
that raspberry is a beret song. I don't know what it is. Every third day you go in there, Prince again. I can't. I don't like
he's an icon.
Fine.
You don't have, Mike, it's okay that you don't have to like him. You don't. I'm not angry.
It is the part of radio that has always amazed me is you can talk and do amazing things and people will latch on to like, wait, what did you said about this? And I'm like, it was an inane one-liner from yesterday's show, mind you.
Like, you put ketchup on your hot dog and go.
Remember when What's Your Favorite Soup was something people were calling in about? People would be like, French onion.
Right, that was Doug and Scott. And then
they would call it your joke, and then
they're like, oh, lobster bisque. And you're like, I hate you.
Oh, lemon rice, all right.
248-539-9797. We are going to get to, I'll tell you what, David, can I take one more call? I know we were joking around. Let me get Cole in the mix, 97.1. Cole, how you doing, buddy?
Good, you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I was skeptical of Deion's success at the FBS level pretty soon because, you know, his margin of error was so much wider at the FCS level. He was getting guys from the SEC and three, four star recruits to play at that level. It was kind of like, I don't know, it seemed like he was kind of walking all over the competition down there. It's like once he got up to the bigger league, it's like recruiting is so important. And I thought that was like probably the biggest strength he has, right? His personality is going to get all the good players to come and rebuild Colorado, but he's not doing it. And again, like the margin of error just is so much tighter now that he's at the now that he's in the Big 12. I mean, like
it is. I think what bothers me, Cole, is look. And if I'm wrong for this, along with my take on Prince's music, then that's fine. But Cole. Like, in today's college football world, if you are a head coach and you are not deeply invested in every phase of your program and you're making big money, that's malfeasance. The idea that Deion has not gotten on a flight and taken one recruiting trip while bringing in all of these transfers and none of them are any good, barely any of them are any good. Cole,
hey, he rebuilt from last year.
Right.
He rebuilt from before. So, like,
I lose respect for you as a coach.
Yeah. His first year at Jackson State, he had James Houston from Florida. Like, you have dudes like that playing at the HBCU scene. I mean,
he might get it rolling. I think the thing that Rico has been on from the start, and he's been right about it, Cole, this feels like he's just here because his kid is here. And then when Shadur almost assuredly is a first-round pick next year, are you going to be as committed? Now, he has gone on record as saying this is just the beginning, but it doesn't feel like that because he's not building anything.
That's what it feels like. As the one caller said, it's daddy ball. You're just trying to make sure that your kid is the best kid at all times. It's like David only pitching his son in summer league and making sure his son bats either first or fourth in every game, whether he's good or not.
Don't look at me.
That did not happen, by the way. I wasn't coaching, and I couldn't do that.
How about David at Spartan Stadium tomorrow night?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought we were done letting scumbags in when Connor Stallions appeared.
No.
What is it with this?
I'm back on the opener, another scumbag.
David, if I see you in Google glasses, we are done professionally.
And for the record, if David ends up on TV, I had nothing to do with it. Just saying.
If it's David eating a sad pizza. Well, hold on. Which kid is it? Is this the good son or the mistake?
It's the good kid. The good kid's going to be there.
Well, then I hope you have a great time, David. If you were bringing that traitor, if you were bringing that low-rent other kid of yours who likes that school down the road, that'd be a real problem.
Well, he might be on the sidelines.
What? You helped him bring a Wolverine into the stadium? What, do you work for CMU's coaching staff?
Nah, we got something for that kid.
Rico's locking him in a porta-potty. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't do it. Don't do it. David, turn it off.
Why is this happening? This is so bad.
The greatest song he ever made.
Can we please? By the way, Rico has shared. He has shared a can't lose prop bet for tomorrow night. I'm not allowed to deliver it, though. We're going to wait.
Oh, yes.
And this is a good one. It's almost plus 300, people. He's got an inside track. He's already made a call to the coaching staff. Very exciting. We will talk about it tomorrow, though.
And it may or may not be.
On the lounge.
On Cash Your Ticket.
That's right. We have a prop bet episode.
Oh, is that single. What it's going to be called, the lounge?
I don't know. Cookies was insistent on like, wow, I want it to sound different and look different. I go, then great, be different. Do some work for once. 248-539-9797. I ain't the guy this week.
Which is why, trust me, because of how this week has gone for you, you're going to have a brand new appreciation for Prince.
He is question mark. That's who he is. Question yes. mark.
David, he really is.
At what point does Rico start wearing a cravat like Prince? Then we really got something going. Guy's like 3 foot tall, Austin Powers, and I'm supposed to love him. I can't. It's ridiculous. David, some ticket texts. We go to the callers.
Dion and his son's confidence makes people uncomfortable. That's their fault, not Prime's issue. That is from Mac.
Now, Mac, I would say you're allowed to be confident and whatever you want to call it, but when you're not winning, you look ridiculous. When you're winning, you can be Bill Belichick with the sleeves cut off your sweatshirt. Looks dumb, but he wins Super Bowl, so what are you going to say?
There's so much truth to great players being bad coaches. I mean, DeMeco Ryans appears to be a good coach, but the list is very short.
It is.
Very short.
It's hard, man. Mike Singletary is one of the greatest linebackers in the history of the game. He was a complete train wreck as a coach. Only one example. It's hard to do. My whole point is...
Cannot win with him.
Can do it. And it's not... Look, Deion can carve his own path. Very successful at Jackson State. Impressive. I think if he would just do some things differently, I do believe he can get it going at Colorado. But right here and right now, I have not been impressed off the field. The on the field, it'll take care of itself. Last year, that was just set a baseline. But if you look at how he's attempting to build this program, I am eager to see what tonight looks like. Now, look, starting a true freshman left tackle tonight, I don't care if you're a 10-star. That is a recipe for failure. It is really hard to play offensive line.
Unless your last name is Pace.
Yeah, you have to be generational. Right. So again, it's like these are the coaching decisions and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah, because that was the last true guy that just from day one at Ohio State, you're our guy.
Let's go to Keith, 97.1. Keith, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Hey,
good.
Keith. What's going on?
Great, man. Hey, just quick. So with Deion Sanders, I thought that the expectation for him last year was to only win 4 games. So I'm not really for sure why you guys are so like picking him apart and hard on him about him supposed to have winning the national championship with a team that was 1-11 prior to him getting there. The second issue I have is we could take it back a little bit to a caller that called in earlier, and Rico had brought up, he was saying, hey, Just say it. But the thing is that the guy didn't say it. So the real question is, Rico, why did you bring that up about, you know, the race factor if it's not an issue to you, because the caller didn't even say anything about it.
Keith,
last but not least,
let me address that, and then you could address your third thing.
Okay.
Deal?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
The reason why is because I'm not stupid.
Don't. But he didn't say that, Rico.
Keith, I thought we had a deal.
Okay.
He's being very condescending. I could hear it in the call. And then I'm looking at David, and David's like, no, he is being condescending. So at that point, don't be passive aggressive. Be aggressive aggressive and just say what you want to say, and we can have the conversation. But don't dance around something. See, I like the fact, Keith, that you just asked me the question and we can have this conversation and then we can move on. He wouldn't do that. That's respect right there. And I got respect for you. I got respect for the other caller, too, but I like how you just asked me and now we move on. Third thing. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Third thing is why does he have to humble himself, right? I mean, when you think about in the past, we'll just bring up Lou Holtz, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. When Lou Holtz went to Minnesota the first year, he was trash. Right, because he was taking over a bad team. But I'm not saying Deion Sanders is Lou Holtz. I'm just saying that why is it that Deion Sanders has to be put under this microscope? And I know Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, whatever. I get it. You know, as far as his attitude and you know who he is and his demeanor, but he's always been that way. Like that caller was saying, he's always been that way. So it's like, why is it that you know he's getting this? To me, it seemed like he's getting trashed personally. Like, even the concept of him playing daddy ball, right? Like, today I was watching a video where he gave all of the guys all of the players that were expecting kids, you know, or have kids, he gave them all $2,000 to put into a 529. So, I mean, the personal attacks on him, I don't really understand. I mean, he's a coach. Yes, he's coaching his son, but his son is actually pretty good. I mean, watching him last year, his son was playing pretty good. So, like I said before, I don't really understand where it's coming from, but I'm trying to understand.
All right, I'm gonna get off the phone and
let you guys talk.
Can I participate?
Yeah.
Or am I banned from this? All right,
do you like Prince yet?
Talk too.
No. Keith, I want to explain a couple things, because here's what I'm confused about. You've been on hold for a bit, and I don't expect you to hang on every word. But I get incredibly frustrated when you call up and lie on what we've been saying. Who's holding him? I just got done saying 30 seconds before we went to your call, I don't hold 4-8 against him. He took over the Titanic. And you call up with, why are you guys saying he should have won the national? Come on, man. We don't have to make things up. Second of all, I brought the bank account thing up. It was after a disastrous offseason of PR. That move then comes out the week of the opener. I'm allowed to be a little bit cynical about that. Look, the humbling is simple. Nobody likes a coach who walks in, hasn't done anything at this level, and acts like they're God's gift to the game. White, black, or otherwise. Former player or otherwise. It doesn't work that way. So when you are reading about the Colorado program and you are seeing Deion for the wrong reasons, I want the Deion where everything I heard coming out of Jackson State, whether it's in print or the videos, the interviews, the speeches, that was a man's man. That was a leader of men. That was a coach. And you can do that with Flash. Hell, this man was on a motor scooter after they damn near cut his foot off and he's in shades.
Right.
And he's dropping 60. You don't have to be humble in everything you do. But when you get to the big stage and you're acting a fool, right, I think it's okay for people to say, hey, man, reel it in.
Right. Well, you're getting embarrassed in games. And yeah, that's where you want to humble yourself, because you know what? Maybe I need to be less about me and more about getting this team better. But right now, it seems like it is all about him. So that's what I mean when I say he needs to humble himself. Now, if he's going out there winning national, like Nick Saban,
you can do what you want to do.
Okay, fine.
Hell, look at what Harbaugh did. Harbaugh made a profession out of acting a fool. And people bought it hook, line, and sinker. People who didn't like him, you're a hater. Nah, I don't like a horse's ass. It's just how I am. I don't need people doing that stuff. If you do, that's fine. It's the difference between Barry Sanders, who hands the football to the ref, and Randy Moss, who pulls his pants down and moons the goalpost. It just depends what you like.
Yeah.
All right, David, I'm going to go straight to the people. Tomorrow is going to be our college football kickoff special. We got a ton of great stuff planned. Also, if you need picks for Thursday, Friday, or the early portion of Saturday, part one of week one of Cash the Ticket is up. Part two comes out tomorrow. That'll take your 3:30 kicks, your Saturday night kicks, your Sunday kicks, and package them all up. Two different parts. We'll break them up. You want to pick a specific game, that's available. And then the prop bets come out tomorrow when Rico sits down with Cookies and cuts those.
Wait, so is this Cookies in our own show? We got our own spinoff here?
Or well, is this part of yours? I sure don't plan on being there.
Oh.
No, it's Cash the Ticket. Okay. It's just Jim is a little ho-ho when it comes to the props, just like you are. So I said, good, you two can go work the poll and do the props. Don't look at me.
The props. You're Mr. But yeah, they
send them
but
into the main stage. Get out there and do your thing.
They're going to cover. Give me prop bets and who sings the fight songs.
Yeah, I can't. Props are not my thing. I'm just.
Well, they didn't cover. Don't care. They won.
Jim is good at it. You're good at it. Great. You two get together and rock and roll. Let's get to the people. We'll go to Vern 97.1. First of all, Vern, where the hell have you been?
First of all, I'm trying to be gainfully employed and put food on the table.
That's a good answer, Vern. Welcome.
And so I, for the part of two decades, have been a part of this show. You've been my favorite Italian outside of Alyssa Milano. But on some days such as today, you know, I let you slander the GOAT, Jim Harbaugh, but I'm at a boiling point because usually people who don't like Prince says a lot about their character.
Oh, my goodness, again.
I will not stand for it. I will not allow it. He is probably top three greatest entertainer of all time. His music transcends time. He is, you know, I was trying to enjoy my birthday today. But I figure for the rest of the day, I'm going to enjoy it to Purple Rain, maybe some Dirty Minds, maybe 1999, because the greatest musician of all time has graced us with his presence and probably, well, the best halftime show of all time. Saying you not liking Prince is kind of unacceptable. People who don't like Prince don't like music. That's the bottom line. Purple Rain was voted the number one song of the 80s.
By who?
Bottom line.
Who gets to make that?
Hold on. First of all, let's not skip over. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. The man's upset with me.
And that's why I'm saying happy birthday, Fern.
Happy birthday.
Fern, maybe you and the most
hologram prince can celebrate tonight.
Have a very purple birthday, Fern.
Oh, for God's
sake. I will have a purple birthday because when they played Raspberry Beret with the update, it made me proud because my son started singing along because I am ingraining Purple into their lives because Prince is the greatest musician ever. I don't understand how his music is not good to anybody with a pulse. I mean, you could go all the way from his first album to 3121, Purple Rain, the movie itself. I mean, his roster, Apollonia, Vanity, Carmen Electra, the Super Bowl halftime show. What else do we need, Mike?
And don't forget Morris Day and the Time.
You're lucky it's your birthday. I'm letting you roll with it. What do you want from me? I don't like the guy.
Vern, he's not going to change. Vern, he's not going to change.
No,
I've tried. So we just got to accept the fact that everybody doesn't like ice cream.
Wait, we were talking about Deion Sanders. How did we end up here?
Because this is more interesting.
The slander. There's so many things I can take. I can understand how somebody doesn't like Deion, how somebody doesn't like Michigan, even though they're national champs. I can understand why people may not like certain things, but Prince, that's like saying, I don't like children laughing.
I don't. Like in fact, happy. I don't. I hate kids. So there you go. Vern.
Since 2004, I forgot Mike hates kids. He loves the dogs.
That's right.
But he hates the
and
kids.
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Fern, you are a good human being.
Love
and
you.
I am happy.
Continue to call the show. Happy birthday.
I love you guys. Y'all have a
You're
great
the man,
day.
Vern. I want to hear from you more. I love Vern. He's a sweet guy.
You know what? We should just end it right there.
That's it.
No, I'm sorry. Rieger do the rest.
Yeah, David, you want to play some more of that garbage in the background? Go ahead.
It isn't garbage.
Have you ever seen the movie?
What?
Purple Rain?
No. Well, David, I was being facetious. Really
I want Vern to party like it's 1999 tonight.
All right, hold on. Time out. So, in a serious note, do you want to make Prince a part of the college football kickoff as a peace offering to the people I have offended?
We don't have to, no.
No. Do you want some Prince as a part of the rotation of the production tomorrow? It is a mea culpa to the people. Now, I'm never going to say no. I still think the guy's ass. But in order for there to be a peace offering, now, what if we do that?
There is a peace offering. It's just, Mike, I love you. I know you. You took it too far. One step too far. It's okay that you do not like him.
He's terrible.
Because, you know, just so you know, I just sent a carefully worded text to Big G. I blame him for this.
Oh, there you go.
I blame him.
There you go.
He had a standard, and he dropped the ball. But it's okay. You don't have to.
David.
But to say that he's the worst ever?
No. I think it's unbelievable how people kiss his ass. Again, we were talking Deion Sanders. Why are we talking about Prince?
And chicken corn chowder.
Leave it alone. David, a few ticket texts, please.
It's very hard to coach your kid. Did it in baseball, majors, high school, and football. No doubt it is very tough, but Deion needs to be better. Deion has become a clown, sadly, in this society. If you don't root for him and you actually call him out for being a clown, that makes you a racist.
Well, no, this is where we've arrived at in politics and sports, is that it's tribalism, and there is no way. Look, I totally understand if people like him. I'm not mad about it, but I don't think if I get annoyed by the way it's going that I'm somehow bad. No, that don't work.
Which goes back to what I said. You're allowed not to like Prince.
Thank you. I don't.
And I'm not going to sit here, Mike, you're a horrible. You don't like him. So that's fine. But yeah, it goes back to Deion. You don't have to like somebody. And I liked him as a pro. I don't like what he's doing. I think he's just a caricature of himself.
You got a prop for tonight?
For this game?
Yeah.
I can get you one.
I don't have to like Deion to win money.
I can get you one.
Give me something. What about that Westover kid they got, the other receiver? Maybe a little yardage there or something.
David,
I don't know.
Does anybody playing tonight wear purple?
Hold on. I've got the slate in front of me.
It might be, actually, yeah.
Alcorn State plays tonight at UAB.
Let's see if we can get something with Alcorn
Dude,
State.
Dude, I am
You know what? We could bridge both, HBCU and Prince. There we go. Everybody's now happy.
NC State's playing Western Carolina. They wear purple. This is really sad, quite actually. Okay, we're done. 248-539-9797. We'll get a few more to people. And then Rieger is already here hosting his show in the bullpen. All right, got time for one more phone call. Danielle has been very patient. She'll get the final word on the matter. 97.1. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey. Good, how are you?
Good. So I'm a transplant. I'm in Orlando now from Detroit. But I grew up, I'm a elder millennial. I graduated in 2001. And so you grow up, you hear the numbers, and you dial them to win whatever the radio station is giving out. I won tickets to Prince twice. I can't stand Prince. I'm not a fan, but I won tickets in high school, and I had to give them to a friend, and then I won them at my job because I was coming back from doing something, and I heard the dial-in numbers, and then I won them again, and I sold them to a colleague. But, yeah, no, I'm not a Prince fan. I think he's overrated.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you for one
but you know what?
Morsel of support today.
It's okay, but... So you just heard dial in and, hey, congratulations, Danielle, you won tickets to Prince.
Twice.
Damn it.
Yes, Twice. When I was 15 and when I was 21.
So
yes.
why not just hang up the phone like, nope, you can keep them.
Danielle wanted to spite people like you. Oh, you and your Prince.
I wish I'd have known her because I'd have been like, you can give them to me.
But I gave them to people that like Prince.
No, I do. That's what I'm saying. I wish I'd have known you because I would have said, go ahead, you can give them to me. I will enjoy them. And I would have had.
I'm sure you can see him the next time he tours.
I hate you.
No, slang. That is a no.
That's what I mean.
I have tolerated slander for 90 minutes on this ridiculousness. Now we're
that
even.
That is the second worst thing you said about Prince today. I can't repeat the worst thing you said about Prince.
All right. Listen, I love him in the Dr. Pepper commercials. He's tremendous. Hi, oh, Kenny.
For God's sake.
We're not even in a commercial break. I'm tired of hearing her. Everywhere I go, Jennifer Coolidge over here.
Hi, Kenny.
Ah! Hi, Kenny. I hear it's your birthday today. You know, that's the day that you were born, in case you didn't know.
I'm quitting the show if you guys do a cameo of her on my birthday.
If Jennifer Coolidge ever does a cameo, she's on the list. David, I don't care how much it costs. We're going to get that for Kenny on this birthday.
She's on our spots. I go home and watch TV. I watch SportsCenter. She's on TV in the commercial break there, too.
Kenny's head will explode if there's one of those, like, ad buys, and it's Jennifer Coolidge during Georgia-Clemson, and it's every stop set.
Could you imagine if she did, like, a thing, like, when Hulk Hogan came through the building, and it was her?
It's the new Whopper Whopper Jr. It's the same thing, except with Jennifer freaking Coolidge.
Oh, by the way, Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
You asked for a prop bet for tonight. Yeah,
give everybody a prop tonight for this Colorado game.
You
give
know
us
what?
Something good.
We've been talking about Colorado. I'm going to say this. Travis Hunter to score 2 touchdowns plus 440.
Holy hell.
Well, you know what? Deion's going to be pushing for his son to get on that Heisman list. You know what's better than having one player in New York?
Two.
He's going to push for Travis Hunter and for Shador.
As much as Deion annoys me, I love Hunter.
Right.
The kid is simple. He's all about ball. It's no nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, and he's an unbelievable talent.
And here's the thing. 2 touchdowns. One could be a pick 6.
Oh. Plus 400?
Plus 440.
Oh, I got a prop bet for you tonight, Colorado. Yeah,
here's your prop. You'll be drunk by the end of the first.
Oh, that might be
360.
True.
He'll be drunk by the second hour of the
over
show.
Over under number of reporters Deion Sanders kicks out of the postgame press conference. I'm going 2.5.
If they're by CBS.
If they win, they could stay.
Yeah.
If they lose, I'm going over.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Now,
if they lose, way he's gonna be over. In a salty mood.
Way over.
Deion, no, it's Coach Prime. You can leave.
Honestly, the drop David likes to play now would if a CBS reporter asks a question, here's Deion.
I thought he was saying this, Mike.
That's amazing.
No. This is what Deion would say.
Hi, Kenny. It's Jennifer.
Excuse me?
What is Jennifer Coolidge doing in Deion's head?
I feel like the Show Me Your War Face drop that we have. Ah!
By the way,
double dipping. Kenny's head is going to explode
again. Which Big Ten game are we most looking forward to tonight? Howard, Rutgers, North Carolina, Minnesota, or East Illinois versus Illinois?
Ooh, the battle of the Illinois.
I think you've actually answered it already.
North Carolina, Minnesota. Oh, yes. None.
Well, look, it's a heel turn on PJ Fleck now.
No, it is.
All offseason, he back-channeled to try to leave Minnesota. He was begging for that UCLA game. Begging. Now he comes back. His best running back, Darius Taylor, may be out. Come on.
See, if people think, and they're right, that Harbaugh is weird, but he's weird and he wins. If you're weird like PJ Fleck and you don't win big, it ain't worth it.
And you dress like a barber. Then you're Deion.
Yeah, then you're basically Deion.
You win and you're weird, you're Bill Belichick.
Excellent point. If you win and you're weird, you're Mike Valenti. Oh, no, that was...
I don't care. It's fine. It doesn't bother me.
He just focuses on the winning part.
Yeah, exactly, which is true.
So...
we have a lot to get to.
I was going to say, well, there's a ton, but this really Deion thing really hit, so we just rolled.
Yeah, no, I couldn't listen, but I heard it started getting a little racy, with the emphasis on race.
Yeah, I heard that Mike would not allow Rico to answer a question.
No,
when
not
Mike
what
answered
happened.
The question himself.
Rico had to yell, "Let the black man speak."
That's what I heard.
And I thought it got way out of control at that point.
I'm done.
Well, I saw a ticket text that David read, or at least heard. He said, "Why does Mike hate black?"
And Mike
coaches?
Says, no, I'm speaking.
Right.
I hate everybody.
I couldn't believe it. Don't bring the gov into this.
Yeah. What's next?
We're going to talk about Wojo thinks the Tiger season is already a success.
Yep.
We're also going to talk about Brad Holmes saying you got to win the Super Bowl for this season to be anything. We're going to hit on that. And then we're going to talk about a quarterback transfer from Marshall and how he's going to tear up Michigan State tomorrow.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you. No. Camp Fancher is ass. He's terrible.
I can't tell if Rieger's trolling
like
or not.
He threw 15 picks at Marshall last year. This kid's awful.
27 touchdowns, 17 interceptions.
This is what I said about, hold on, this is the truth. You know how in fantasy football leagues when the loser sometimes has to pay a penalty and they like have to walk with a sign around their necks that says, hey, I stink at fantasy football? Mm-hmm. Tom Herman must have lost his fantasy football league. Hi, Cam Fancher's my quarterback.
The funny thing is, not too often you see quarterbacks go from Marshall to FAU.
Yeah, No.
How can you tell if Rieger's trolling?
His lips are moving. I want to know. When is Rieger going to get down there tomorrow?
Don't worry about it. We got an escape plan for him. We're good. Tomorrow, kickoff luncheon.
I'm borrowing Mike's chopper.
Gotcha.
Oh, nice.
It's going Bruce Wayne mode. We'll get it taken care of. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.